What has been very helpful for me as a participant in the Career Development Institute is, even though I'm not a fellow, I still have the opportunity to gain and ask questions and to actually ask for feedback, I think, on what's the norm and what's not the norm. So what should I be expecting in terms of the institutional commitment as an associate professor? One of the things that actually becomes very clear is that you, as you become successful, you are asked to do more and more. And I think there is sort of naive expectation that in the beginning stages of the career, you're more spread thin and actually you're asked to, you know, be able to hone a little bit as you become an associate professor. And actually, it's exactly the opposite. You'll be asked to serve on more committees. You'll be asked to chair search committees. You'll be asked to help out with the IRB committee at your local academic institution. You'll be asked to do things internationally and nationally. And all of those are requirements for not only being a good citizen, but also for probably subsequent academic promotion. So how do you know what to say no to? And you know, you can get carried away, I think, a little bit with one's own success in terms of being so excited that everybody's asking you to participate or collaborate. But one of the things I've had to learn, and it's probably my own limitation, is that you have to focus, you have to hone, you cannot get too diffuse. And in this era of interdisciplinary research, it's very easy to do that. But when you sort of marry those demands of sort of the intellectual excitement and opportunities with the demands then academically of promotion committees, you know, search committees, you know, interviewing medical students, there's a large sort of number of particular tasks you'll be asked to do. What are the ones you should be doing? What are the ones you can't do?